Hey, since I got the Times open, there was an article I saw in the paper when I was taking my morning constitutional, what I like to do. I like to sit in a birdcage and use the newspaper, and I spotted something on there, and it's basically from, it's Preacher's buddy, not my buddy. I don't like the guy. I think he's nosy, and that's why I refer to him as Nosy Feller. It is, of course, Attorney General Greg Zeller. Gets free airtime here on WJOB, and he is on Nosy Zeller is, what is the story? Here we go. Nosy Zeller, or Nosy Feller, had this to say. Attorney General Greg Zeller asked a federal appeals court Monday to restore Indiana's law prohibiting Planned Parenthood from receiving payments from the federal government. Huh. So he doesn't like young kids, people getting in trouble, needing help. So we should just let them just get sick. Yeah, that's probably right. Zeller told the court the funding dispute is between Indiana and Medicaid and should be resolved administratively. Planned Parenthood shouldn't be permitted to sue the state, he said. A federal judge in Indianapolis temporarily halted the funding ban enacted earlier this year by the Republican-controlled General Assembly and Republican Governor Mitch Daniels. The 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago is slated to review that injunction October 20th. So, Mr. Nosy Zeller, Nosy Feller, he apparently does not like the fact that the old Planned Parenthood is suing the state. Yeah, because, so in other words, just take it. Basically, if you disagree with it, you got to take it. That's fine. That's right. The Republicans want you to just take it. That's totally fair. That makes sense. Why should we be able to fight for something that people believe in? No right for that. Of course, I didn't hear that question asked yesterday. No, instead I just heard more about corruption and other creepy stuff. Oh, well. Nosy Zeller won't ever come on my show. He's not welcome. So we won't ever hear that answer, but I want to let you know that he won't let the state get sued. 845-1100, we got the phone lines lit. 845-1100, what's going on, caller?
Yeah, I wanted to comment on what you had just said about the article about not allowing the state to get sued regarding Planned Parenthood.
Yes, sir.
I believe that there's a bigger picture here that's not being looked at. This is one specific incident that I think you'll see more often with other state-funded programs, is that in order to try and keep things economical, something's got to give. And these programs were designed to help people, to give people a free avenue for education, etc., taking over the roles and responsibilities that were supposed to come from the home, which clearly is not happening, which is why these programs are so popular. But the bottom line is that if we continue to, if we let a program like this sue the state, then there'll be more economic downturn in terms of the overall budget of the state. And I think in the future here, you're going to see a lot of other programs that are free to the community starting to go away, or at least not having the opportunity to sue the state. It's almost like right to work. It's a free opportunity for education. And if they're taking money away from that, that must mean that they need to save money somewhere else. And if we allow all the programs to continue to be funded, we'll eventually end up in the same state as Illinois, which is broke and owing everybody like these programs money.
Well, if you look at the major portion of the bill that was released, it was basically saying the state will no longer give government money, should not go to anything involving abortion. And they say that there's some people that say Planned Parenthood, only a small portion of their, quote, business is abortion. And that is part of the reason why they're not getting funding anymore from the government. So I understand the concept of reducing, benefit packages for people, but that is one of the functions of a government, is to help people when they are downtrodden. And now when there's people that take advantage of it, yeah, there's abuse, so that needs to be looked at. But the complete elimination of a statewide function that gives medical treatment, medical stuff or the birth control stuff for that aspect of people want to take advantage of that are not able to afford it, that should be available. Now, if it's just a moral decision by the majority who are the Republican-controlled Senate and the Republican attorney general and the Republican governor who don't feel that abortion is legal or not. And I don't want to open up the argument about abortion. I'm not doing that. But the fact is, there are some aspects of it where that blanket statement of let's eliminate this completely is a dangerous avenue.
I agree. And at the end, you had said that there were some other things that they were going to be taking a look at, AE corruption. If we try to focus in on everything, not just the abortion free education scenario that we're speaking of in this bill, but if they blanket focus on everything, including corruption, including overspending, for example, say what the mayor's doing in Chicago, you know, looking at expenses, looking at travel expenses, I think that it's due diligence by every state to not open up the floodgates of sue, in order to take a look at everything. I know it's corruption is an ugly thing, and I know that some of these things have been going on for years in a lot of places, including the state of Indiana. However, if they blanket start to look at everything and they reduce the amount of excess for things like corruption and root some of that out, then potentially down the road, it won't be a moral issue about abortion for the program. It'll be more of a reduction in funding more than a complete cutting funding altogether, and we can still get some education for young people that need it. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for your call, and thanks for your opinion. Great call right there. If you have an opinion on that, that's what the Stew for Lunch show is about. Sometimes we have some complete fun, and we still are having fun because you know why? This is what people can talk about. The idea of educating a little bit of people about some of the different stories that are out there. Now, the thing I can agree with on the one side, if Planned Parenthood has a small percentage that is abortion, why not separate that from them and have double business? You know, part of the building. Okay, here, Planned Parenthood, the abortion part of the thing has to pay rent towards the overall thing. Maybe it mucks up your books a little bit, but the fact is, if that is the case, what the law says, you can still get funding from the state by for the birth control stuff, the education's available. And I, you know, as a, I'm not a low income female. I'm low income, but I'm not a female. Except twice on Saturdays at the club Tucker Inn. I'm just kidding. The idea is, though, that you can have things happening. But let's get some more phone calls at 845-1100. Thanks for calling. You're on WJOB. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll get right to you.
Yeah, it's too quick about that. You know, like suing somebody is a recompense for bad behavior. Mm-hmm. And so the idea, like, for example, with this carnival falling down, you've got, like, 20 people injured, 4 or 5 people killed, and the limit is,
seven.
Entire settlement is, like, 20 million or something?
Five million.
5 million for
that
all,
was the,
for
that,
like, 5 people dead and
that was the
20
cap.
Probably permanently disabled. Okay, that amount of funds cannot serve the purpose. So the lawsuits are for bad behavior.
Now, also,
instead
this law
of putting them in prison, you find the money.
Well, this lawsuit also has something to do with the fact that it's not really. It's just suing to say, "Hey, that is illegal." And they're not trying to get money from the state. I mean, in essence, they're trying to keep the money that normally goes to the state. So, I guess that's where you could say the money is coming from. But it's not like the Planned Parenthood. I don't know. I haven't seen the lawsuit exactly, so I'm not. And I'm not a lawyer because people like me. The fact is that. They're just suing to say, hey, that's illegal, what the governor and the Republican-controlled Senate did.
You know, here's some
House, rather.
The stage for a second. You know, listening to, like, Mr. Perry talk, you know, meeting one, you know, in his hearings. I mean, in the political avenue there, they were talking about the death penalty one day. And all these guys are like, you know, avid Christian, I mean, moral majority all the way, Christian, avid Christians. And when they asked about executions, everybody just hailed, I mean, how many guys you've executed. And then when the other guy come up, they asked him about somebody dying, you know, dying from some freak accident. And when the guy said, well, just let them die, everybody start cheering again. So the idea of, like, claiming some kind of superior morality and saying we have to tell you what's right and actually limit the amount of retribution or recognition you can get for a mistake, you know, just seems kind of...
Hey, Victor, before I let you go, I just got to share this wall photo I saw of someone, one of my friends. I refuse to believe corporations are people until Texas executes one. There you go. Thanks
day.
A lot. Talk to you tomorrow, Victor.
Bye.
There you go. Victor, using full effect of the two times twosie. 845-1100. What's happening, caller?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to point out to anybody out there who's thinking about this Planned Parenthood thing, I have a neighbor who's a pediatric nurse, and you can talk to a pediatrician, talk to a pediatric nurse. Over the course of time, Planned Parenthood has been responsible for preventing far more abortions than it has had a hand in, by the fact that they're educating young people. They're also providing education about birth control, and they're also providing screening and testing for various female diseases. And I think the pros far outweigh the cons, but what are you going to do? Low-information voters will be low-information voters, and there's not much we can do about it except hope that they read something instead of listening to the Rush Limbaugh movement and eating up the crap he spews every day.
I couldn't agree with you more, my friend. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Have a good day.
845-1100. It is a topic that is out there. Like I said, we're not arguing the – I'm not opening up that can of worms. That is the abortion aspect of it. But that's what the Republicans went on with this bill. They're just using it as getting the moral majority, quote-unquote moral majority. You know how great those people are. The fact is, got those people – throughout the state, the Republicans in our state of Indiana, who label themselves Republicans, or even the Tea Party people, who are like the hardcore Republicanish people, they're just looking for ways to do it. They're trying to attack it that way by making it a moral attack. And they're trying to say, we're trying to save money. Well, no, you're not. You're trying to say, we don't believe in it. We're going to stop it. And that's fine. You're in power right now, but hopefully the state Supreme Court and stuff like that, the federal government will say, hey, Indiana, no, this is not right. You broke the rules. That money needs to be available to Planned Parenthood for all the good that they do.